Hi, this is Scouter Steve, host of Reverent Scout Radio, and this is your Reverent Scout update for Monday, August 31st, 2009. Today's update is about chaplain's aides and chaplains. Does your unit have a chaplain or a chaplain's aide? Even if you're a Cub Scout pack, even though it's not an official position, it would be a good idea to have somebody that is responsible for making sure that all the scouts that are interested in doing their religious emblem program have the contacts they need to find a counselor or to find a sponsor or whatever is necessary to get their program started and done on time. In the case of the two units that I'm the commissioner for, both are chartered by two different Catholic churches. Actually, not the churches themselves, but other organizations within the church. For instance, one is Knights of Columbus, and the other is the Parent Teacher Guild of the Academy at the Boy Scout Troops church. And each of those places, you know, has lots of resources for Catholic scouts. But the nice thing is, both of those places also have an individual, both units have an individual who's interested in and eager to help promote the religious programs in the units. So they, you know, get all the information from the internet and print it up and have stuff on hand, and occasionally, especially Scout Sunday, promote the religious emblem programs and talk to, like in the Cub Scout pack, you talk to the parents. And the parents kind of, in most cases that I'm aware of, the parents will work on the program with their scout and then just have a counselor sign off on it. So that's the biggest hurdle to overcome, is to have somebody get the information to the scouts and their parents so that they can get the program started. In the case of the Boy Scout troop, we have a chaplain and we have several chaplain's aides. And the nice thing in having multiple chaplain's aides is that they're all different denominations, and they kind of are able to back each other up and work the program out and do our opening and closing prayers whenever necessary, do our prayers before meals, and set up our scout zones whenever we need to participate in one of those. So that's something to consider. Always, you know, somebody who's interested in religious emblems program in your unit, take that interest and use that person to the best advantage of the scouts around you in your unit, and even other scouts you come into contact with. Because the biggest problem I've seen in promoting religious emblems program is just lack of information getting to the right people. So take it upon yourself, make it happen, and the religious emblems program will really benefit your scouts. This is your Reverent Scout Update. I'm Scouter Steve. Until next time, may the great master of scouts be with us till we meet again. God bless.